KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Red Oak police report a man and a juvenile female were arrested on separate charges Monday. 28-year-old Bruce Anthony Kamen Jr. of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:40 p.m. for violation of a no-contact order. Kamen was being held overnight to the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And just before midnight Monday, a 17-year-old female was arrested for driving while revoked. She was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released to her guardian. Well, the Audubon County Sheriff's Department yesterday released a report on numerous recent arrests. On Monday, 35-year-old Ryan Mark Beinson of Audubon was arrested at around 12:50 p.m. on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court charge. Beinson was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $5,000 bond. On Saturday, 42-year-old Jamie Renee Clausen of Audubon was arrested at around 4:22 a.m. on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation charge. Clausen was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Last Friday, Audubon County deputies arrested 19-year-old Chandler Joe Behrens of Audubon after he turned himself in on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. Behrens was released later in the day on his own recognizance. Last Wednesday, 31-year-old Lisa Marie Hall of Carroll was arrested at around 2:20 a.m. for driving under the influence, child endangerment causing bodily injury, child endangerment, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their arrest stems from an investigation into a single vehicle accident at 120th and Oriole in Audubon County. Hall was later released on an $8,300 bond. Arrested last Tuesday in Audubon County was 24-year-old Kaz Ryan Kozad of Audubon and 37-year-old Ian Lee Lieb of Kimbleton. Lieb was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $5,000. Kozad was charged with OWI first offense as the result of a traffic stop. He was released the following day after an appearance before the magistrate. On October the 4th, Audubon County deputies arrested 43-year-old J. Joseph Radigan of Exira on a warrant for violation of probation. He eventually posted bond and was released. And then back on September 29th, 19-year-old Christopher Paulson of Exira was charged with OWI and speeding following a traffic stop at around 3:20 that morning. Paulson posted bond and was released. And finally, on September 21st, 30-year-old James Aaron Humlechek of Exira was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. He completed his time at the Audubon County Jail and was released October 13th. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a Fremont County K-9 unit Monday arrested 28-year-old Tyler M. Study of Bartlett. Study was arrested on a Fremont County warrant for the delivery of methamphetamine, a Class B felony. His arrest was the result of multiple investigations that began in July of 2018. Study was arrested at his home without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, awaiting an initial appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Sears filed for bankruptcy early Monday morning and announced three more Kmart stores in Iowa will be closing. They include stores in Cherokee and Council Bluffs, along with Webster City. Nationwide, there will be 142 Sears and Kmart stores closing due to the bankruptcy filing. Liquidation sales at Kmart stores in Cherokee, Council Bluffs, and Webster City will begin in the next 2 weeks with closures of those stores by the end of the year. The company has been closing what it deems unprofitable stores. Since 2013, two-thirds of the Sears and Kmart stores operating in the U.S. have been closed. Sears was founded 131 years ago and became the country's number one retailer. Competition, changing shopping habits, and massive debt led to Monday's attempt to reorganize and stabilize the company through Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Democrat nominee for governor in Iowa, Fred Hubbell, will be in Atlantic this morning. Hubbell will visit the Cass County Democratic Party headquarters at 511 Chestnut Street, beginning at 10 a.m., where he will hold a Cass County meet and greet. Hubbell and his Democratic nominee running mate, Rita Hart, are crossing the state, rallying supporters to vote early for the team and their vision for Iowa. Following his visit to Atlantic, Hubbell will be in Council Bluffs at 3418 6th Avenue beginning at 1210 today for an early vote event. On Wednesday, Rita Hart will be in Denison at the UFCW Labor Hall at 46 North Main Street beginning at 11 a.m. and later in Ida Grove. More information about their stand on the issues and so on can be found at fredhubbell.com. In our funeral announcements, Robert Jensen, age 66, of Shelby, died October 5th at Selected Specialty Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dale Stetzel, age 91, of Casey, died Sunday at New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dale Stetzel will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Irma Cleveland, age 100, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Irma Cleveland will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Virgil Boos, age 93, of Cumberland, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Graveside services for Virgil Boos will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Robert Black, age 59, of Omaha, died Saturday at Maple Crest Healthcare Center in Omaha. A memorial service for Robert Black will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Dale Doc Clausen, age 96, of Stewart, died Thursday. Memorial services for Dale Doc Clausen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Joanne Whetstone Reed, age 85, of Atlantic, died October 9th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Graveside services for Joanne Reed will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Dahlonutha Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Kent Archie Archibald, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life service for Archie Archibald will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Henry Kay, age 102, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Henry Kay will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Shirley Claggett, age 86, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Texas. A funeral mass for Shirley J. Claggett will be held next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.